glad to honor Jay-Z despite his long history of anti-gay lyrics. By Justin Caruso on March 12, 2019. Rap mogul and Hollywood producer Jay-Z and his wife, pop megastar Beyoncé, will be honored by gay rights group GLAAD this month for their role in accelerating LGBTQ acceptance. GLAAD said Beyoncé, who has a large gay fan base, is being recognized for speaking out about marriage equality nationwide, for including members of the LGBTQ community in her music videos, and for dedicating one of her performances to the victims and survivors of the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting. Jay-Z received the GLAAD Special Recognition Award last year for his song and video for Smile, which featured his mother Gloria Carter, who is a lesbian. GLAAD said the rap icon is being honored because of his inclusion of LGBTQ artists in his work, from Janet Mock to James Baldwin, and for his support of marriage equality. GLAAD is honoring Jay-Z, though, despite the New York rapper's long history of anti-gay slurs in his song lyrics. In his 2001 song Heart of the City, Ain't No Love, the 49-year-old raps, "Young fucks spitting at me, young rappers get in at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. Mo money Missouri problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you get in money like athletes." In another song titled, La La La, Excuse Me Miss Again, Jay-Z raps, "Now I ain't down with who like me or who like you. That's gay, I ain't into liking dudes no way." In the song, 22 Twos, the Grammy winner also uses homophobic language. "Too many faggot niggas clock in my spendin'. Exercise in your gay-like minds like Richard Simmons." Jay-Z, with his proud feminist wife and campaign stops for Hillary Clinton, has seemingly earned the forgiveness of the social justice crowd. Comedian Kevin Hart, however, was pushed out of hosting the Oscars after online sleuths dug up years-old gay jokes he made. The difference between Hart and Jay-Z, however, is that Hart doesn't get political with his fans. Jay-Z, real name, Sean Corey Carter, has no qualms about attacking President Donald Trump. "He's bringing out an ugly side of America that we wanted to believe was gone, and it's still here. We still gotta deal with it," the Run This Town rapper said of Trump in 2018. "We have to talk about the N-word and we have to talk about why white men are so privileged in this country." The Associated Press contributed to this report.